Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because, let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it.
Why Samsung doesn't beat Apple where it matters. Thanks for tuning in today. Today's topic is talking about what makes Samsung and Apple so very, very different. Now, to some of you, like me, who have a lot of Apple products, I mean, I've got a lot of kids, every kid has an iPad, there's a couple iPhones, I think there's some iPods, I've got a MacBook, I mean, we've got lots of Apple products. So to me, the reason is obvious. I'm not a Samsung fan. I've never owned a Samsung, so I can't be, I can't be too critical because I don't really know very much about the Samsung. I know about the operating system, which I'm not a big fan of, mostly because of how loose it is, and I like that Apple's got kind of a closed software system. That there are certain your app or whatever it is you want to do on the phone as a vendor has to fit certain criteria before they let it into the App Store and ultimately onto somebody's device. However, I thought this article, though, spoke to a broader point, which is important for every single small, medium size, and large business out there. And I think that the sentence at the end of the article, which you can click in the notes for either the video or the podcast, and it says, Apple proved that in order to be the leader in a premium category, a brand must be investing and committing to providing the best shopping and service experience possible. If Samsung could match its world-class products with a world-class buying and serving experience, it has a chance of leveling the playing field with Apple in the premium handset marketplace. So the article, I mean, it talks about a lot of different things. And so even just as an entrepreneur, it's an interesting read. So you can kind of gauge how this particular writer compared the two companies and what made them different. But some of the things were, of course, the quality of the product, the underlying software, et cetera, but also talked a lot about the Apple stores and the Genius Bar and the entire experience that a customer goes through right from purchasing the product to having it supported to how the staff who stand on stage and make the big Apple product announcements, how they talk about the product. And so there really is a very stark difference between the presentation that Apple makes about itself and the presentation that Samsung makes about itself. I remember joking with my brother a couple months back. We were watching TV and we saw an ad for a Samsung Galaxy, and we looked at each other and just went, like, Apple would never do that commercial. They just wouldn't. It's too cheesy. It doesn't make the point. It's not high class. It's just different. And so if you're running a business, your ability to be profitable is a result of the value that you add. And the value that you're able to add to somebody's life in the form of the product or the service that your business offers is the experience that they get when they take advantage of your product or your experience. And so the better the experience, the more perceived value there is. And as a result, the more that you can charge for your particular product or service. And Apple, again, kind of demonstrates to us that that philosophy makes a lot of sense. So you say, okay, great, Dylan, you talk about this concept all the time, but what do I do about it if I am that business owner trying to figure out how to create a valuable experience? Well, it comes back to some basic points of looking at the entire experience that your customer goes through, right from when they're thinking about the problem that your product or service solves, all the way through to they purchased it, they've taken advantage of it, now they need it again. And I recall that Airbnb actually did a storyboard of their customer experience, and their whole team spent a lot of time drawing and coming up with ideas of what the best customer experience could be. And they started with a 1-star and a 2-star and a 5-star and a 10-star and a 100-star. Not necessarily because they're capable of delivering on a 100-star experience, but it forced them as a team to really understand how do we make the experience of using Airbnb totally amazing, and what would that look like. So for your business, you can do the same thing too. And it doesn't matter how dry your business is, it doesn't matter how boring your business is, it doesn't matter how much of a utility your business is, the experience that your customers go through in using your product or service will be the value that they get, and that value will then determine how much they're prepared to pay for the product or service that you offer. And so as I read through this article talking about Apple and Samsung, and there's such good nuggets in there, it just reminded me that it is all about making the best experience possible for your customer. And even if your market is super, super competitive, guaranteed, in a competitive marketplace, there's opportunities to raise the bar for the experience that's been given and to create more value than what the rest of the marketplace is doing. And then that comes down to figuring out your niche that you service, who's the customer that you go after, etc. So hopefully that gives you, again, something to think about today, that how can you be a leader in your marketplace? Well, part of that comes from delivering an amazing experience to your customers or your clients from their perspective, not from your perspective, but from their perspective. And so maybe as you're driving around today, or you're running, or you're listening to this, you can give that some thought and try to think through, what would it look like if we just simply offered the best experience in our marketplace for the product or service that we deliver, period, hands down, period. What would it take? What would it look like? And as you start going down that road and having that conversation with your team and with your staff, you might be surprised at some of the cool stuff that comes out of it. So thanks for watching today on YouTube, or thanks for listening on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe or like or give it a rating, because every time you do that, it gives another entrepreneur an opportunity to see this content organically. And who knows, you might even save an entrepreneur's life by doing that. So thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you on the very next episode.